Okay, well, very good afternoon, everybody. It's 4:00. I want to thank you all for being here this afternoon for our City Council Budget Work Session this afternoon. It's a doubleheader tonight. We have our budget workshop session now. It starts now. And then at 5:30, we'll have our rescheduled City Council meeting from earlier this month. So I just want to let you know that we're doubling up tonight with two meetings. Here's the way I'd like for the meeting to go for this workshop. What I'd like to do is, first of all, just kick it off to our city manager for his opening comments, just by way of introduction. And then once he is finished, I will then like to take citizen input. So we'll open up the floor for our visitors to come and address council on the budget. And then after that time has been finished, we will then allow council to have the rest of the time to discuss and have conversation about our proposed budget. My goal is to stop our work session at 5 p.m. this afternoon, just to give us a little bit of a break to use the restroom, get something to eat before we start our second session at 5:30. So by having that format, I think we'll be able to get some good work done this afternoon. So, if that's okay with everybody, I will open the budget work session now at 4:02 p.m. Thank you all. Mr. City Manager, I'm gonna pass it to you just for some introductions, and we'll take it from there.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. This proposed budget was the work of staff, continuing projects and processes. Also some communication from citizens having some desired things done within the city. And so that is what you see in your proposed budget. Since we've proposed it to you, a couple of answers have come in. We can be firm on some of the numbers, but one of the first things I want to get into is the proposed Whitehall parking lot. At Whitehall Park, Ms. Barkley, if you'll go to, I think, slide 2. Originally, if you'll look in the bottom right-hand corner, that was where the old park equipment was. And initially, we talked about replacing the park equipment and putting the parking lot there. Since then, some neighbors have called in concerned about how that would impact their drainage. And instead of worrying them and worrying about drainage impact, Mitch Davidson came up with the idea of just relocating the entire parking lot back closer to the new playground equipment. That would keep kids from running back and forth across one of the main thoroughfares into the park, give you the same amount of parking places, and put it in some place, put it in an area that probably won't impact anybody in the neighborhood. Both sounds of the cars coming and going or the lights or anything. I think it'll really appease those neighbors that called in and had a concern and talked about it with me. And what we'll do is just green space that. Just let the grass grow there and that'll take care of the problem. We won't change the drainage anything other than it was before we ever started working. So anyway, that's one of the things. The second item is something that came to my attention once we started using the reader board more out front. Since this is applicable to use hotel and motel funds, I suggest using the $25,000 out of hotel motel, which is a restricted fund, to update and upgrade the reader board so it's more easy on the eyes to read messages as y'all update information out there. I don't have a PowerPoint or anything, but that's for y'all to discuss at a future date and see if y'all are willing to allocate the funds out of the hotel motel proceeds for that. The next item is slide 3, Ms. Barkley, and this is a new thing that y'all haven't seen before. It evolved since I've prepared the budget, proposed budget to you. And we'll just go around with what this is. It's a request from public safety to raise their fire pay. So they have two components of pay. And the taxpayers here really benefit from the size of the community and the size of the department in that they don't have to fund an entire fire department, personnel, administration, and Police Department Personnel Administration. So what you have the luxury of every year is the police officers are dual certified or dual licensed, and they patrol the streets. And when there's a need for an EMS call or a 911 call or somebody needing medical attention, the police officers go, and if it's an actual fire, then their bunker gear's in the car, and they can actually start fighting the fire there. There, last time this was looked at was in 1998, and it was assessed an hourly additional rate of between $2.16 and $5. What we're looking at doing is raising that fire pay component to be mirrored more of the cost of living adjustments that have since occurred since 1998, and bring that pay up to between $3.82 to $8.81 a year. If you look at the original 1998 present value, that $2.16 was $1.17. This would currently impact 28 officers directly and have about a $50,000 annual budget impact as you move forward. And I would also say, as you consider this, and this is a general fund expense, as you consider this moving forward, attach whatever you raise you give to the employees to reflect this additional fire pay so that you don't have to revisit this down the road. That's my comment on that. You have before you also the ordinance asked the Parks and Rec Commission to make any recommendations to you on budgetary expenses for the next fiscal year. The night they were supposed to meet, a quorum did not make, and so each individual member was asked to email to you a request, and so we received one from Ms. Nancy Goble, who's on that commission. That's before you. Something that's not in your budget, and I'm not budgeting for, but if you get it, you'll have a window to accept it, is currently we are in the stages of being considered for a TxDOT sidewalk improvement grant, which would be around the Woodway Elementary School. So it would go about from Panther Drive all the way down to Walgreens and create a walkability for the neighborhood and the kids and the parents walking their children to school to and from. Our component of match on that would be $262,000. That's not in the budget, but if you are awarded it, you will be asked to come up with those funds out of reserves, or depending on how it falls, you might be able to plug it in during the next budget year when it comes up. There's also an outstanding agreement between the City of Woodway, the City of Waco, and the Lehigh Cement Plant. The reason why we have this agreement, and it was approved by a previous council, is there will be some groundwater storage tanks built in the City of Woodway for the City of Waco at the cost of its expense and of the taxpayers and the subscribers to the City of Waco. It was originally Lehigh property, and so we were asked to get involved since it was going to be in our city limits, not on our property. But there was $500,000 earmarked from the City of Waco because Lehigh wanted a road rebuilt between their gate and Ritchie Road. Right now, the agreement says that the road doesn't need to be constructed until after the construction of the first groundwater storage tank. That's probably a two-year-old document. My worry is you're running out of time to get it within the allocated $500,000, so it'll start costing you money directly under the contract terms. And secondly, Lehigh's wanting it improved now. So I've reached out to the City of Waco to try to get them to consider making it now instead of later, but also to save you money, because it looks like our, without going to bid, it's already beyond about the $500,000 that's allocated. So the longer you wait, the more you're going to have to pay for it out of your own general fund budget. So as soon as I hear something back, I would hope that we could get that going, but We shall see if it comes in and we can do the agreement. I'll bring it back to you so you can maybe plan for it this year, or if you want to wait. Lehigh has been very kind to us over the years. They are a big property tax payer. They're asking for some help. I think it damages their vehicles coming in and out of the plant. That's a reason for it. We've gotten the final numbers on Blue Cross Blue Shield expenses. We originally increased the budget for 15% considering our claim history. They came back with a 16% increase, and we negotiated that down to a 9.7% increase. And so you will see a premiums increase of 9.7. Mrs. Hernandez will have that as a solid number at a future meeting for you. But Blue Cross and Blue Shield has been agreed upon. There is really one new position that's being asked for, and that is the human resource manager. There's another position that's being asked for, but we combined two full-time positions into one position, and so that kind of washed out to the wastewater maintenance position. There is some increase to sewer of about, we're getting the final numbers, but it's hovering around between 8% and 9%. Right now, you have an automatic garbage rate increase of 8.5% per contract, and we are looking at a water rate increase to pay for the needs within the water department in the capital outlay or capital equipment request. The chief and I are currently working on a call-out standby compensation package. It's something new to the city. I don't have the numbers yet, but I want you to be aware of that. We'll be presenting that to you. I don't see that being a big number, but I'll go into it more at a later date, but I don't want you to be surprised as we get further in this process that I'm bringing something that's new to you. Those are kind of my opening comments, Mayor, unless y'all have any questions about the capital outlay or capital equipment replacement. We're here to answer any of y'all's questions.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. The sidewalk grant, when will we find out if we've gotten that?
You know, we made another threshold cut. And what I mean by that is I think it went from the local district level up to the state tax dot level. I don't have an answer.
Okay.
I don't have a window.
That's fine. That's fine. We'll follow up with you.
Could you all speak into the microphones?
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
We were asking.
Sorry.
No problem at all. Thanks for saying. I was asking the city manager. He talked about a sidewalk grant that we're eligible for, and I was asking him when we might find out if we've received that grant.
Thank you.
And the answer was TBD. So. Okay. Thanks, Council. Do you have any quick questions for the manager like that before I pass it over to the?
Yes. You had mentioned that there's going to be an increase in the water subscription. And what was, but you didn't mention the actual figure, I don't believe.
We're not at the base rate, but we're looking at about 20 cents per bracket in that. And it's dependent on what capital equipment or capital outlays y'all approve for that enterprise fund.
And I'm kind of curious because we had a pretty substantial surplus in the water sewer fund. And I'm just wondering, we certainly have had a good, healthy budget for that last year. Why would there need to be an increase when we have such a, it's $935,000, almost $934,000.
Oh, yes, Mr. Keeston. So for the enterprise fund, the way it works is we are counting on there to be a surplus every year because then we transfer that out to future capital utility projects, and that funds the projects that are on the back page of the budget. So we need to make a profit in order to continue to replace these water lines.
So what percentage are you expecting for the funds?
What percentage?
Or what's the total amount that you expect? Because, like you said, we've got 935,000 dollars in the water sewer fund, and it looks like our expenditures on that are half of the general fund, but it's almost the same as the surplus in the general fund. So it looks like it's pretty heavy.
Correct, but if you look at the page 47 of your budget book, any of these carryover projects, with the exclusion of that $2 million one, which is paid from out of ARPA funds, you're talking $750,000 of projects y'all approved last year that need to be funded by the current year surplus.
Okay, that $700,000 is coming out of the surplus?
Correct. That's how the capital out projects work. And then when we do pay for them, we split the costs over the life of the value, and then we're transferring money in and out. So for this year, there's an additional, let's call it $600,000 of utility water projects. So for next year, we need to at least make $600,000 to pay for those in the future. Does that make sense, Mr. Keeston?
No, we've got money going in different directions. Okay, you've got $635,000 in the water sewer fund. What is that 25% number that should be for that $6 million or thereabouts overall?
You're talking about the operating days?
Correct.
Let's see. I don't have the number right here, but I know that I have a sticky note somewhere that tells me the number of days we have. Let's peek. Right now in the utility fund, we have 29 days of operating funds.
We have 29 days, but we have $935,000, which sounds like a lot more, but you're saying we're going to take these expenditures, the Highway 84 tank, the tank cleaning, and the Highway 84 booster pump is going to come out of the utility fund. And it looks like there's going to be some other things out of it. Be nice if we had that. I was looking at some of the other cities' proposed budgets.
Sure.
And they would break that down where it's not mixed together. It was showing what the water sewer funds, the expenditures, and how it coincides together, not mixing them together.
Are you talking about on this last page?
On the last page.
I can break that out for you when I create the second draft. I can break that out for you for the next draft.
That would be good.
Yeah, I mean, the description is on the left hand. It just says if it's general fund and then it's utility.
I realize that the fund that shows, but like I said, in other cities, they don't put them all on one page. They put it separate. So that way you can see that it's not, you know, like we've got a grand total here on this outlay.
Sure.
But it also has grant funds on it, utility funds, and general funds all mixed together, so it doesn't really give us.
Mr. Russell,
let's
continue this conversation.
We're just talking about the surplus, so that ties
in
with it.
That's exactly what we're going to talk about, but I do want to get the citizen comments. So,
citizen comments.
So let's keep your finger on that number, and we'll continue.
Yeah, I got it.
We'll continue the conversation. Are there any other quick questions on the introductory comments before we move into your visitors? Okay, we'll have a chance to talk more when we enter into our discussion. All right, great. Thank you, Mr. Manager. Thank you, Council, for your questions there. We're going to move into a time of hear visitors now, and it's going to be the same procedure during our council meetings. Visitors, you'll have 3 minutes to address council regarding the budget. And because we want to make this an efficient use of our time, we'll do one trip to the podium, 3 minutes. Feel free to address council on the budget. And just as a reminder, no action is going to be taken tonight. This is just for discussion this evening. We have the opportunity later, if we want, to schedule another one of these. I think it would be a good idea because we don't have the certified tax rolls yet. So it'd be good if we could have another one of these at a later time, and we'll do the same process over again. So just want to let everybody know what we're doing this afternoon. Okay, so timer is up on the screen for our new visitors. At this time, if you don't mind, if you'd like to address council, come to the podium and please state your name and address council. So the floor is open now. Yes, sir.
My name is Donald R. Ham, H-A-M, and I'm a recent resident of Woodway, Texas, coming from Amarillo, Texas. I'm a retired, non-practicing attorney, and I'm just kind of looking at the budget and seeing what you guys are doing, and I hope you're doing it correctly, because I'm relatively new here. These people back here have been here a long time. I just want to say I'm here. I've got an appointment at 5 o'clock, so I need to leave early. But thank you for having me.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Hello.
I'm Dwayne Moss, and I've got gauze in my mouth because I had a tooth pull today, and I hope I can talk. I simply want to say I was asked what my credentials were, but my name is Dwayne Moss. I live at 802 Forest Oak Circle. I'm a retired banker. I was on the city council. I was on the school board. I was on the appraisal review board. I'm a Navy veteran and a proud Woodway resident. And what I would like to say to you is on this budget, first of all, thing I would like to say is I think you guys have been given a job that's almost undoable with the budget. And talking to some of you, I don't think any of you would have voted for a budget that has shown $3 million in surplus the last 3 years if you had known that was going to be there. It didn't really turn out to be three. It turned out to be $3.8 million. And it would have been another million if you hadn't made the changes to the no new revenue rate last year. And I will tell you that that money, that $3.8 million is not $3.8 million to me. It's an average of $400 per resident of Woodway, child, daughter, mother, whatever. If you're a homeowner, it's about an $800 amount that would be yours if it were not used in that. I would also tell you that you look and you say, well, we can't do that. County's rate was higher than the city's 3 years ago. Now it's lower. The decrease in the Midway ISD has been greater than the city of Woodway. It's doable, and I think some of the practices, when I have said we don't want to start over, we just want to be realistic, I don't want to change one line item, not one line item. But I do want to change the way we do some of those things. And I want us to have a decent budget. I want us to have everything we want. For instance, I will tell you, if we have real needs of a long-term nature, why aren't we keeping some of the money in surplus when we could be using it then, if we need it now? I don't know what our surplus is because in 50 pages of budget, I never saw the number. And I have given you a sheet, and I'll try to talk really quick. And if I don't finish, I'm going to sit down and come back up if I get a chance, because I'm just simply saying we take the estimated number, but the actual number is always a bigger surplus than the estimated, every time. If you take these salaries, we budget the whole as if there is no turnover. Why don't we take 95%? Saves you $600,000 right there that all we do is show it as a surplus the next year. Interest income, rates are higher 20 times than they were a year ago. We collected $150,000 in interest last year, and we have a budget of $75,000 this year. How can that be? I'm through, but I'm going to finish, okay?
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your comments.
Can I give him my time? How do I do that?
Sorry.
I was going to just give him my time so
no,
he could finish.
Go ahead and let him.
Well, Ms. Goble, I'm actually just going to allow one trip to the podium.
Oh, okay.
For this session, because I do want to get to conversation, but I definitely want to hear what Mr. Moss has to say. Okay. You ready, sir?
Yes. Honorable Mayor Borzel and Woodway City Council members, I am Dr. Philip Reeder, a recently retired physician residing at 434 Woodfall Drive, a Woodway resident for 24 years. I come to speak for myself and my neighbors for property tax relief. The Woodway City proposed budget for this year, as presented, contains unusual representations of revenues and expenditures similar to the odd method of the prior 4 years of budgets. This method systematically overestimates expenditures, often by more than 5%, and underestimates revenue, also by 5%, which has resulted over the past 4 years in compounding an increasingly excessive surplus fund of millions of dollars retained by the city, including unreasonable and unjustified property tax revenue now held in the reserves of the city of Woodway. Although it is a prudent business practice to annually keep a reserve surplus of 25% of the budget, 90 days of anticipated expenses to cover unforeseen expenditures or loss of revenue, the city of Woodway has accumulated a surplus of taxpayers' money of greater than 35% of its expenditures budget, more than 120 days of anticipated expenses. This year's budget proposal presents an intention to compound that excess further to a nearly 40% for its surplus over the estimated budget. The unusual method has repetitively, year after year, created a presentation of a proposed following year's budget based on the prior year's proposed or estimated budget and not on the actual expenses or revenues of the prior year. Let me repeat that. This unusual method has repetitively created a presentation of a proposed following year's budget based on the prior year's proposed or estimated budget and not on the actual expenses or revenues of the prior year. These budgets were passed by prior city councils. As a healthcare business owner for 40 years with hefty budgets annually, I never compounded the prior year's losses or gains based on the prior year's proposed budget. I formulated budgets based upon the prior year's actual revenues and expenses. My accountants and bankers endorse this method. I believe you will hear today from others with banking and financial credentials, such as Mr. Moss, who will make that same point. I will repeat, I formulated budgets based on the prior year's actual losses or gains, not on the prior year's proposed budget. In the news last week, Waco City Council recently recognized the unjustified tax burden placed upon its citizens and reduced the ad valorem tax to Waco property owners. McLennan County has also adopted a policy of no new tax revenue. Woodway can and should also reduce the ad valorem property tax and change the method for calculating and representing the city budget. The city of Woodway should stop accumulating excessive surplus at the expense of the Woodway taxpayer. These millions of dollars of excessive surplus should be in the pockets of Woodway taxpayers, not in the city reserve fund. Thank you for hearing me today. Please bring relief to the Woodway property owners by reducing the ad valorem property taxes.
Thank you, sir. No, I'll let you hand them out. Thank you.
These are all different, so if you want to share, feel free. And the three of them that I've asked you to pass around with the group behind me. My name is Bill Swartz. I've been a resident here for a little over 3 years. I'm a retired commercial photographer from Colorado. I've lived in Colorado for 41 years. I grew up in Beaumont. I then moved to Conroe and then Austin, and now I'm here for 3 years. This is the first city, town of any size that I've been asked to clean my own streets. I'm here for a very simple request, is that the city somehow consider in their budget purchasing a street sweeper. The pictures I passed around are just various shots that I've taken around Woodway. And this is in the summer when there are no leaves, and you can see the number of leaves that are still hanging around in the summer. I have a very long curb and gutter, so it costs me a lot of money to have it cleaned every once in a while. Frankly, if it saves money, I'd be willing to drive the silly thing once a month. Okay? Actually, it might be kind of fun. That's all I'm asking you to do is look at these photos and consider helping me get the streets of this town clean. Because right now, I think they're an embarrassment. If you drive around, now some of the streets are not this way, but where I live, it's a mess. That's all I've got to say.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Mr. Leisure?
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. My name is Blaine McCormick, and my wife and I are 25-year residents of Woodway. We've lived at 8013 May Circle for 24 years. I'm at the budget work session today to speak up on behalf of industrial street sweepers. Let me start with an email I sent in June 2021 to somebody in this room, and that email reads, Sarah and I noticed as we walked in our Woodway neighborhood in the Whitehall area that street sweepers recently came through the neighborhood. Wow, we love it. Street sweeping is probably the most boring and low priority spend for a city council. Nonetheless, the streets in our neighborhood look so much better. I just had to note this and say thanks to someone on city council, and that is you. So I was pro street sweeper in 2021, and I am pro street sweeper today. Let me give you three reasons why. My wife and I have noticed that work crews regularly blow yard lawn clippings and yard waste into our precious streets rather than pick it up. We find this appalling, but it is a reality unless we pass some kind of bagging ordinance. The trouble with blowing yard waste into our streets is that this yard waste contains seeds, which lodge quietly in the cracks of the roads and then sprout eventually. As you know, this can cause a good deal of damage in the long run. Regular street sweeping can help minimize the impact of this bad habit. Next, let's talk about curb appeal. More and more people are moving to the Waco area, and Woodway remains a wonderful place to purchase a home. Sadly, many of the roadside gutters in our streets contain a surprising amount of accumulated debris, as you've seen in these photos. Of course, the McCormicks and all others in this room regularly clean their curbs, but not all citizenry do. So regular street sweeping not only helps minimize the damage of sprouting seed pods, but it also greatly increases the curb appeal of our neighborhoods. And this makes our available homes even more attractive. Finally, our city is named Woodway, which sounds like a modern concoction such as the Colony or Spicewood. But the word was commonly used during the period of our founding in 1865. Woodway means a road or path through a forest. I even found a poetic reference to the name from 1877, and it reads, "So they went through the summer nighttide by many a woodway dim, till they came to a certain woodlawn, and Sigmund lingered there." But a common word. So we all live on a road or path through a forest. And this means that our roadsides will have an abundance of leafy and branchy matter. It will not clean itself. Were we to be named Brownfield or Level Land, we might not have this forest leaf branch problem. But we are Woodway, and our roads will be a bit more cluttered because of it. So, as you consider future items at today's budget work session, please give thoughtful consideration to street sweepers and keep our wooded ways in Woodway beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. All right, next visitor, please.
Lynn Strang, 8288 Forest Ridge Drive, a Michigan State football player, a lieutenant in the Navy, and I'm opposed to the street sweeper, and I'm opposed to an HR person. So 20 of my years, I've ran golf courses most of my life, 20 of my years, I had 500 employees, and I never had an HR guy. And I never had any serious suits and what have you. So I think you can wait a while on an HR person. And the street sweeper, I have to admit, this is taken up where church I go. I can get that cleaned up for $400, but I can't get the deacons to spend it to clean up the man's mess. And I regret that and hope our church can do better with that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else?
2-1 for Park.
We're just
got
talking.
A bunch of old men here.
No problem. You ready, sir?
I'm Richard Hess. I live at 7600 Old McGregor Road here in Woodway. I've been here for a little over 2 years. I wanted to address a question about why the city is proposing a purchase of a $310,000 street sweeper for a city our size. Second, is the city accounting on a cash or generally accepted standard of accrual accounting for government agencies? The fact that the total cost of the street sweeper is proposed as a cash purchase, which appears to indicate a cash basis. Third, does the budget reflect their operating and maintenance costs, including an employee operator, in the current proposed budget? I would like to suggest that the city manager discuss with another local city borrowing a street sweeper for services on wayward streets at a reasonable cost per hour or day. I understand that the city of Bellmead, Texas, has a street sweeper. They would be willing to loan Woodway as needed. The reduced proposed expenditures should provide a way to lower the proposed tax burden on the residents and businesses here in Woodway. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else to address council at this time?
Richard Maker. I live at 14010 Harbor Drive, Woodway. Resident for 23 years. I don't see that, well, we have an expenditure problem. You just can't go to the money tree all the time and pull the money out. I think if somebody's got a salary of $100,000, they should not see an increase. The Social Security for me for the last 3 years has probably been under a 4% increase each year. Last year we were lucky, it was just under 9%. But what I'm hearing and seeing on paperwork is that the city of Woodway is asking for 19%. You're greedy.
Anybody else to address council? Yes, ma'am.
Linda McGregor, 407 Shadow Mountain. Obviously, any type of budget is difficult to balance and to please everyone. We've lived in Woodway for 40-plus years, and the thing that I keep coming back to is what makes Woodway different? We have a lot of smaller cities around us, as well as Waco, of course, but what makes us unique? And not only do we have the pretty scenery in our community, but one of the things that I've heard people say many times that have moved to our area is that they appreciate the lower tax rate because they can apply that. I know of a particular situation where they had a home in what city of Woodway, kind of in the Hewitt area. They found that when they found a home in Woodway, that their tax rate balance allowed their note not to really be much different, and they were so excited to be able to come into this community. I just think we need to keep in mind what makes us different, and the city and the tax rate is one of those things. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Moss, I know you want to come up again. I'll tell you what, I'll make a deal with you in the council meeting that's coming up. We're going to have some time in there.
Okay. Are you saying?
Yeah.
I'll talk quickly.
If you want to wait till then, can you wait till then, and then we'll have more time to talk.
If I'm not keeping anybody from talking, I'd like to finish now, and I'll probably be back then too.
I know, but we have a separate section in the council meeting.
It's 4:39. You got 21 minutes.
I know, but we need to chat also.
Let him speak.
Do you want to wait?
Give me a minute. Give me 1 minute.
Okay. I'm going to give you 1 minute, and then you'll have more time in the.
That's right.
In the council.
I've been on the appraisal review board, and this is what I want to tell you. A lady came up and said, "I love Woodway. I love the Midway I see. I've got 5 kids. My husband work 2 jobs. We can't afford another penny of taxes. And we're going to have to move if that happens." And my point is, I'm not asking you to change one thing, but the money is there, guys. We've had a 50% increase in the market value in the last 3 years, greater than the last 10 years put together. Sales tax is a much bigger part of the budget now than it was a few years ago. The growth we've gotten, Mayor, I give you credit for talking about that. I'm just saying, the only thing I wanted to add is I don't understand the game we play. We have a budget over budget of 10% on sales tax revenue, but we've already had a 5% greater than that the prior year. So it's really, we're only increasing it 5%. Why isn't it 10? I'm just saying, look at it a different way. These five things, I'm just telling you right now, Dr., I don't know if you've seen the certification yet or not that doesn't have to come out till the 25th. I'm going to be shocked if our number is $1.8 billion on value. I'm just saying it's there. If we choose to keep doing what we did, we're going to get what we got. And that's a problem. And thank you for giving me the extra time.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Okay. Anybody else to address council at this time? Okay. If there's nobody else, I'll close the hear visitors section. And thank you. Thank you for sharing your thoughts on our proposed budget. Council, now's the time for us to have discussion and open discussion up here. Don't forget, we have the opportunity to schedule another one of these a little bit later to continue. So whatever we don't get through this afternoon, we can have some more time to chat. Okay. Mr. Russell, I want you to finish your question to Brenda because
so much more to it. We can get to it more in a minute, I think. Councilman Keeston had some ideas that he wanted to talk about.
Well, I was kind of curious. Prior to the last council meeting getting canceled, which was obviously going to be talking about matters that we're considering even right now, I was really surprised because, I've kind of done this before I got in the city council, and I was surprised that there were incomplete budget figures given to the Woodway residents and posted on our website. There were absolutely no surplus figures. There were no reserve figures on there. And by the time I talked to our city manager, and by the time they got posted on the website, it was 6 hours before the meeting. I mean, I don't know anybody in this room who can then take the figures and assimilate them before the proposed meeting. To me, that it didn't seem to, I'm still trying to figure that out. Okay. And so my concern is that why are we doing it that way? And I mean, we just heard from two people that frankly bring up a whole other thing I hadn't even thought about. I mean, they're smarter than I am. But why are we doing our budget on proposed or estimated figures rather than actual figures?
I think the reason why we're having the discussion now is to prepare us to vote on the final budget once we have all the certified tax rolls and we have all the information. This is laying down the foundation for us to set a solid final budget. That's why we're having these workshops now. The final budget isn't due until much later in the summer.
Well, but we're having it late August,
so that's why we're,
yeah, that's great.
That's why we're doing this now.
I guess my fundamental question is, why don't we put something in place that's going to prevent the same problem from happening again?
Well,
can we do that?
I think our staff has done a great job on this budget. I think we have what we need now, and now we can discuss the elements that are in here. This is what we're talking about now.
Yes. I don't know if it properly reflects what we have available to provide proper benefit for the residents in general relative to
Mrs. Hernandez, is this everything that we know that the city is aware of budget-wise, our finances, Is there anything that's not reflected in here that needs to be brought to our attention?
The budget that I prepared is in compliance with the ordinances. I prepared the exact same format that Mr. Klump had done the previous 20 years. It just looks prettier. I mean, I put logos and all that. I condensed it because his format was, but it's the same information, all the general fund departments, utility fund, expected revenues, expected expenditures, tourism fund. As far as what you're asking for, what's available, I'm only presenting you what we're going to adopt as far as the current year. What we've done in the past, that's a different conversation.
Okay. The methodology, though, for creating a proposed budget.
Sure.
Doesn't seem to be aligned with how most businesses might do that from a practical standpoint. And what do I mean by that? It builds in about a 5% buffer every single year, just, you know, to give you additional reserves. Now, that to me does not make sense. If I was a citizen out there, I'd be sure scratching my head and asking why.
So
it looks like,
where do we go from here?
It looks like
what are
in
we
the
looking
18,
at now?
19 year and 17, 18 year, it wasn't that away. But the 19, 20 year, 20, 21 year, and 20, 22 year, and now the 22, 23 year, has all been that way with a heavier amount of numbers. I just had a little bit of statement. You know.
No, that's fine. And I want to talk about this year's budget. We can't talk about
well, it's just a different methodology.
But it's a consistent pattern.
What I wanted to say is, you know, all of y'all are very intelligent people and academics and used to getting grades. I'm, of course, a businessman, and budgets and numbers are the grades I'm used to seeing. And I want to start with something positive. We can see that our city manager did a great job this last year versus the year before. He actually spent about $150,000 less than he did the year before, which is a wonderful thing. And look at all the things we got accomplished in this last year. So I just want to give kudos for having such a great year this last year. Now, of course, we show a different number, a 13% increase on expected spending. But in reality, it's a little over $2 million in spending over actual. That comes out to like 18.6%. That's a very large number. One person said, don't use 18.6%, almost a fifth increase over. Now, you know, we just came back and had a great year this last year and held down the numbers wonderfully. But this year we're talking about spending, let me use that one-fifth number, a fifth more? We can do better. There's things that, of course, you can go through, but I think that the main thing is we can find ways of using some of the surplus on things that we normally would spend on, and then maybe some things of not needing. Some people were talking about the street sweeper, which is a very big expense. And some of y'all was at the Texas Municipal League, and we were just talking in general, nothing big. And Yoshakri goes, I'll let you use ours anytime you want to. There's a lot more expense to it than just buying one, because of the wheels, and he said, if you pick up something, you're going to break an impeller, and he said he only has two guys that does it, but he says Woodway's real good to him, and is always letting him borrow things, and, you know, I was thinking originally, was maybe we should get a contract for somebody for $10,000 a year, and over 10 years, we still wouldn't spend near as much as the $300,000, but he came up with a different idea. There's other things on there that we could talk about, but right now, the main thing I'm going, we don't need to be approving a budget with a over $2 million increase over what we spent last year.
No, I mean, that's what we're here to talk about.
Yeah. Now, something that Councilman Keystone was talking about, I looked over some of the other cities' budgets, and they're pretty easy to find. Ours is a little harder on the internet. But Hewitt has 16,000 people. Their budget is much more detailed than ours, and it has like 116 pages, where ours is 50. McGregor has 106. They only have 5,300 people. Robinson has 1,200 people. They have 270. Bellamy, I won't bring him up again, but his was 370 pages. He had a lot of things broke out on so far as how the other cities. I almost found out more information about Woodway. I mean, it wasn't just Woodway. It'd be Robinson or anybody else. But he broke out how they're doing versus these other cities. Also, these other cities listed the proposed tax rate, which is the only thing we have proposed. They have the no new tax rate. I think it's kind of easy to figure. But more important, the no new revenue tax rate. Now, I guess it's a guesstimated because we don't have the exact. They have the no new revenue maintenance and operation tax rate, voter approved tax rate, which I would think would be the same as the no new tax rate, and the debit rate. Now, of course, they was pushing for their proposed rate, but we're proposing them. But they gave a lot more information that I think we could do a better job on this to help us out.
Okay, so I'm hearing you want some more information?
Quite a bit. I mean, I would like to look at some of these other cities to see how they're doing it. Some of it is, of course, filler, you know, tells history or whatever. But when you look at this and see that we're half as much as what these other cities are getting, it makes it bad. Also, on their websites, Robinson and Bellamy, Robinson goes back to 2011 on the budgets, and Bellamy goes back to 2013. That's a nice thing, too, where you can really see. I mean, we can't change the budget, but you can see what the progression is and that kind of stuff. Also, I had lunch with Parnell McNamara Friday, and I was asking about how much is his budget increasing. And he said 3.1%. And I'm going, well, if you figure proposed over proposed, we're at 13%, but if you figure actual versus proposed, we're at 18.6. I mean, the word is just, that's fat, you know. So, you know, I don't know. He said that his employees are only going up 3%. I don't mind the numbers that we have here. I think they ought to be reversed because I have lots of confidence in our city manager. I think it ought to be a 3% COLA and 5% merit. So our way, you know, out of 95 employees, you might have one or two that you don't care for as much, and you only want to give them the COLA and nothing else. And, you know, your racehorses, you want to make sure they're taken care of. But like some of the other cities would have, brackets for what the employees make versus the scale, so you can see if our employees are at the top of the scale or whatever. And I don't have a problem with that because I think we have a lot of great employees, but it's nice to see for the breakout.
Okay, so I'm not hearing any real adjustment talk to the budget, but we do need some more information, it sounds like. Do you want to ask for that information?
I'd like that information. Also believe that we should be shooting for a 37 or a 35 cent tax rate. If I understand the numbers correctly, it's around 160,000%. That would cut approximately $500,000 off of the total amount. With $2 million, you could probably cut 25% either out of that increase or maybe a little bit of that and maybe a little bit of some of those surpluses that we would spend on items that could make it easier. And that's just kind of my uneducated thoughts.
Okay.
But been around a lot of budgets.
Go ahead. Well, let me.
We appreciate these comments to reconstruct the budget, but I want to give credit where Brenda has worked very hard in preparing these numbers in a clean, easy to use and reference material versus creating a document that you would have to sort through and maybe dig for the information. Brenda has followed the past practice as she was taught from the former finance director and didn't receive any interim comments in between the last proposed budget and this one. So I'm glad she cleaned it up because I saw the difficulties in prior preparations and guessing that went into the deal. If the council wants to subscribe, as you have to subscribe to Robinson and Hewitt and all those other cities to software packages, we'll be glad to explore that method. But we're using what we're able to subscribe to, and this is the proposed budget. We're trying to give you as clean of a version to go through. We can make up and give you a lot of data if that's what you want. And we'll be glad to do that.
I think
we just like to have the opportunity to give it to you.
One of the just simple, basic, central tenets here is instead of basing the budget off of proposed or estimated figures, based off of actual expenses.
I totally agree with you. Until we get to certified roles, that's all we've got. Now we should get to certified roles. The spending side is what we think it's going to cost to do. The sweeper truck is an estimate that we went out in the field and got. The restriping of the road is a soft number that we got from the vendor that we used to do that. The payroll is based on the number of employees that we have with the expenses that we've had in the past. So we would look for it. We would gladly accept an easier way to do it.
Mr. Russell and Mr. Keeston, just so you know, I want to take some heat off of the staff because they've taken a few blows. I scheduled this meeting, and I did it so that we could have the opportunity to have multiple. So even though we don't have the tax rules, I scheduled this so that we could have a preliminary talk. So it's on me that we're having it today instead of later. I wanted to give us plenty of time to have as much conversation as possible. So just so you're aware.
Here's one thing I was going to ask you about. You got replacing 2 3-quarter-ton trucks, EMF leasing, at a cost of $120,000. I'm guessing that the leasing, if you're figuring for the annual.
That's carrying it out for the projected 5 years for the two vehicles.
Could you speak up, please?
I think they're having a sidebar.
Can't hear you.
Their quote is $60,000 a piece.
Okay.
That will be a lease, but to book it for the accounting measures, you put the value down.
Okay.
It will be an annual and a monthly draw out of the 60.
But at the same time, aren't you requesting $3.1 million? So you're requesting for the 5 years' pay, not putting it for each year?
The way it's been explained to me, even back to William, this 120 is going to be spent out through the life of the asset. You have current assets that you're spending out that will absorb that money.
It just looks like you're requesting for 5 years, but you're paying each year. And that's why I was asking about that. For instance, the street sweeper, the life is 10 years. We've got the total amount on there. We'd be paying the total amount when we bought it, I'm assuming, not financing it. So that's why we're saying instead of having it for each year of the 5 years, we're having all at once put in the budget. That seems to be adding a lot of funds to the budget. Another reason that make it look like we had more funds, we could end up with more surplus is my point. Because we're only spending 20% of it, 80% would go back for the other years.
In the surplus.
Correct. And I don't want to beat up on anybody. Different possibilities here.
Are there any other comments? We're at 5 o'clock.
There was one quick one. I promise it won't be. And it just, we've got Colleen Bright in the general fund. Isn't that part of the hotel motel tax fund? I just thought that might be something.
I think
that
the pavilion is.
Well, Carling Bright Arboretum, we've got in the general fund, and I was thinking it's funded by the hotel motel tax, so it might be in the wrong place. The ledger.
Manager. So maybe the arboretum, the grounds.
No, I can answer that, sir. Historically, yes, it's always been in the general fund. We do a transfer to fund the excess costs. I take whatever they took on pavilion event rentals minus their expenditures. Whatever's left over is transferred
from
in.
The hotel motel
yes,
fund
sir.
To cover that.
So. Yes, sir.
Okay, so that's revenue that's going to be coming in.
Correct.
And it won't be part of the taxation that's needed to cover it.
That is correct.
Okay, there you go.
Well, I did have one brief question. On page 47, down near the bottom. It says replacing 6-inch water line with 12-inch water line. Now, does that have anything to do with the servicing the Tanglewood development?
That's the grant funds, I believe, isn't it?
Ask that again, please. What page?
Page 47, third line from the bottom, the $2,001,550 figure.
Third from the bottom.
It's utility water fund.
There's no water lines going to Tanglewood.
That's
not. The 12-inch grant fund is going to Oak Creek on the other side of the street.
I see.
So it's coming up Ritchie Road between the along the church, and then it goes down Old McGregor into the Oak Creek neighborhood.
Yes, sir.
That
yes, sir.
The design the council approved.
Yes, sir. Some historical lower pressures over there is really going to help on that in that area. Yes, sir.
We didn't have a conversation about the fact that the line needed to be replaced because if there was a fire in Tanglewood in the back. That needed that extra line?
I'm not sure about that, but this was identified in our water master plan as a project that was
I remember us
to be done.
I mean, basically, it is tied in that same area.
The 84 pressure plane.
Yeah, yes, and what citizens have mentioned was we had adequate water supply before Tanglewood went in. Now that Tanglewood comes in, we're having to spend additional money. Shouldn't a developer put up some of that funds?
I have no knowledge of any of that. This is just a project that was identified with the 84 corridor.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Council, it's 5:03. What I'd like to do is give us a little bit of a break before we go into our next meeting. So, if you'd like, we have some food in the kitchen, so come join us in the kitchen. For our visitors, we have another council meeting at 5:30, and there will be another time for here visitors if you'd like to stay for that. We'll also be scheduling another workshop at that time as well. So I'm going to adjourn us at 5:04 p.m. Thank you.